Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
You know, folks, obviously we have an election coming up. I don't think that's gone over anybody's head. But I'm not sure everybody understands the power of tech to influence an election. We've now got the evidence to back it up. A stunning story came out yesterday about Google interfering in the election. In elections, I should say. I think you know that left-leaning tech companies have interfered in elections in the past by suppressing information. That's fairly obvious. But when you see the receipts back-to-back, like we're going to bring it today, along with what happened at the Supreme Court yesterday, which was an abomination, I think you'll see the premise I've been dealing with for the last few weeks, that the government needs to control AI before the truth gets out there. They're in a panic right now. It'll all make sense after today's show. I got a lot to talk about. Big show. You know, you've heard me rave about Beam's Dream Powder. It's our hot cocoa for sleep. Get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino at checkout. I got that. And I've got an extinction burst of behavior yesterday on The View. You'll see what happened on The View yesterday. This is why the government needs to control AI and the left, because they can't control the narrative anymore. You destroyed them on that bloodbath story and they're freaking out. A lot to talk about. Hey, we're all getting the sense we're being lied to. Well, that's because we are. Suspicious events are unfolding. Even worse, it's hard to believe what anyone has to say about it. Mainstream media is lying to us. I just said that. That's why you got to trust your gut, take action, prepare today, not tomorrow. Get started at MyPatriotSupply.com. Load up on a 3-month emergency food kit for every member of your family. It has ready hour foods from My Patriot Supply. You'll save $200 per kit. Serving over 3 million families since 2008, My Patriot Supply is equipped to help you and yours achieve self-reliance. These kits provide over 2,000 calories a day. And calories are what in an emergency? Survival. They last up to 25 years in storage. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Stock up on as many kits as you need for My Patriot Supply. They ship fast and free and arrive in unmarked boxes. Order by 3 p.m. Your order will ship the same day. Save $200 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. All right, Joseph, let's go.
Yes, it's showtime on this trembling Tuesday, baby.
Is Google the most dangerous company in the world? I think the short answer is, I'm not sure, but maybe. Ladies and gentlemen, the Media Research Center, Newsbusters, a crew, put out a stunning report yesterday about 41, I believe, instances of significant interference by Google in the election. It was devastating. Now, something I've been telling you about for the last few weeks, I need you to laser in on. It's one of those topics I can't have you forget. It's kind of like the importance and the premium I placed on Russian collusion when it first broke. And everybody was telling me, let this stupid story go. It's no big deal. And it turned out to be the biggest corruption scandal of our time. This is a huge deal. The Biden administration, you can see by their executive order, they're freaking out over artificial intelligence. They put out this EO executive order a while ago, January this year, a while ago by our standards, not that long ago, relatively. Fact sheet, Biden-Harris administration announces key artificial intelligence actions following Biden's landmark executive order. Folks, their obsession with AI now should be obvious. I've done this show a couple of times. I've gotten some great feedback from friends of mine. There is an information war going on right now behind the scenes that you, the P1 listeners, are pretty much wired in on, but a lot of people aren't. They don't understand how much voting behavior and the information war is altering the landscape of America. Algorithms for search engines, what you can search and find, algorithms on TikTok, what our kids are being exposed to, they are indoctrination courses. They are editorial decisions. Here's what the administration is afraid of. And Bloodbathgate shows you what happens when they lose control. Where yesterday you kicked their asses on that stupid story about Trump claiming there was going to be a bloodbath when he was talking about the car industry, if you just watched the damn clip. You kicked their asses and they hate it. They are afraid in the future that artificial intelligence is going to tell you the truth. They are not afraid of misinformation. Hold on. I got to put this down because this is important. I don't want to miss it. So yesterday, here's a perfect example. I'm sorry, personal stories usually suck, but this is worth your time. I'll show you what I mean. This is why Biden and the team have to stop AI and the truth-telling ASAP. Yesterday, I noticed we always query this name of the show on X to see what people are talking about. We do, it's micro-targeting. It's nothing particularly interesting. It's just, we do it to make sure the feedback on the show is good because I'm interested in what you're saying. Long and short, I see an argument break out. It's probably on Twitter, X right now. You can look at it yourself. Some argument breaks out amongst these two women. They both hate me. And one of them says, well, Bongino's show has millions of listeners. And the other lady's like, no, he doesn't. He's lying. He's making that up. Again, please look this up yourself. You think I'm making it up. And this lady responds back, well, he's actually not lying. I asked artificial intelligence how many listeners, I don't know where she went. It just said AI, Grok or whatever. I have no idea. And she says, yeah, he's not kidding. Talkers Magazine says Dan Bongino has 8.5 million listeners a week. This is on X right now. You can check it out yourself. This is what they're afraid of. They are terrified of this. Google, over the past, say, 10 plus years or so, has had almost a monopoly on search, where they can hide information they don't like that threatens their left-leaning communist-style candidates that at least the left-leaning employees of Google want. I bring this up because yesterday, I think just like the Disney episode, I believe was a change in the culture war, where we're starting to turn things around and starting to chalk up massive wins. I think yesterday, that whole nonsense with the bloodbath story was a major sea change in the media information wars. You have a lot of different wars going on. You got a 30-front war going on out there. The culture war, the education war, the healthcare war. And I'm talking about wars waged on us by the left. The information wars, what people can see, and the controlling of algorithms on Facebook, Google, and TikTok, and what people can see and search is a huge deal. I want you to see what I mean here. I want you to watch this extinction burst of behavior. You know what an extinction burst is, right? I've talked about it a lot. It's an actual term in psychology. You put a dollar in a Coke machine, you get a Coke every day. A year later, you've been doing this every day, you put a dollar, a Coke doesn't come out. What did people do? They shake the machine. They start hitting the machine. Why? The machine doesn't have feelings. You're trying to hurt its feelings? It's an extinction burst. The reward's not there. The Coke didn't come out. The left has always had a reward for this. They lie about Donald Trump. He called for violence and a bloodbath, and they got their asses kicked. Everybody laughed at them. They can't give up. Watch the extinction burst on The View as Sonny Hostin. They just desperately try to resurrect this failed nonsense narrative. Take a look.
He is using that kind of World War II rhetoric that led to the deaths of the murders of 6 million people. Mm-hmm. And now he is otherizing brown people. He is otherizing black people. He is saying things like this. I don't think you're going to have another election if I don't win, or certainly not an election that's meaningful. He's saying the quiet part out loud. If I am not elected, we are going to see January 6th again. And I think we need to be on guard to make sure that we preserve our democracy so that our country looks the way that it should look, like all of us. It's a diverse country. That's what America was built upon.
Yeah. Folks, you're seeing this all over the media.
Boston cats living together, mass hysteria.
I mean, even the Ghostbusters will tell you. It's true. This is all over the media yesterday. They can't dial it back. They got their asses kicked, and they feel like if they lose, they're going to establish a precedent that we tried to set the table for the narrative. It didn't work. And if we let them beat us this time, it's going to break this monopoly we have in the information war. This is where the Googles of the world come in. Folks, Google, for the last, I'd argue, 10 plus years, has been a SWAT team in the information war out there for the left. Controlling what you're able to see online and what you're able to process as information. This is important. I want to just caveat this by saying this, and I mean this as obviously as a sincere compliment to you. You all watching my show are very informed people. And a lot of you, because you're informed, and again, I mean this, I'm not trying to give you like a backwards compliment. A lot of you don't understand. Like, you're like, I get this a lot, like, oh, come on, man. How can people not know that Biden family's corrupt? I mean, really? No, a lot of people really don't, folks. I mean, I have even family members who they're just not that into politics. And, you know, I had one this weekend, he's an electrician. And he was like, he's like, yeah, you woke me up. I didn't know any of this stuff. Don't assume people understand how bad the Democrats are. They don't. Controlling information in these information wars is critical to the Democrats keeping people stupid, and Google is the SWAT team there. There was a great Kanakoa thread about this whole thing. is Google the most dangerous company in America? And they brought the hard receipts. I'm going to show you some of them coming up. And it's based on that report coming out today about yesterday about Google manipulating elections. First, I want to show you this. I want you to pay very close attention. This is one of the founders of Google, Sergey Brin. This is after the 2016 election defeat of Hillary Clinton by Donald Trump. Keep in mind, this guy knows that this could leak out. This is an internal meeting. He didn't expect it to, but it could leak out. This is the kind of stuff he said to the whole company. He seems devastated by the fact that a Republican won in one of the most powerful companies in America that control search. You think this isn't going to influence their decisions? Ladies and gentlemen, people are policy, whether at Google or in the government. And when you get left-leaning people, you get left-leaning policy. Watch this.
You know, let's face it, most people here are pretty upset and pretty sad for because of the election.
I have heard from some conservative Googlers lately in the past 2 days that they haven't felt entirely comfortable revealing who they are when these conversations come up at work. So I believe we need to do better.
As an immigrant and a refugee, I certainly find this election deeply offensive. And I know many of you do too.
That was the first moment I really felt like we were going to lose. And it was this massive, like, kick in the gut that we were going to lose.
Folks, these people are crying. This is the most powerful company, or at least was, and may still be, probably on planet Earth, in the information wars. The management is crying. I mean, think of... put yourself in their shoes for a second as an employee there. You're sitting there and you're a Trump supporter. You think you're going to advocate for algorithmic freedom, exposing Democrat malfeasance in the election in front of that crew? They're going to be like, tell you what, here's a little piece of paper. That's pink. Yeah, no kidding. It's a pink slip. See you later, jackass. That's what's going to happen. Folks, people are policy. People are policy in the government. People are policy in the private sector. Don't tell me people that work at Google are stupid. You're a Republican there at the company after the 2016 election. You know exactly what you have to do. You got to make sure this doesn't happen again. Why are we talking about this today? Because this new report by Newsbusters is devastating. And we've got an election coming up. Do not use Google to search. Oh, there's more. I'm not even close to done. Again, hat tip, Kenneth Cohen. It's a great thread. I retweeted it yesterday. You should check it out. Here's the chief legal officer at Google, a guy by the name of Kent Walker, talking about like the voters who voted for Trump and the motivation by fear and all this stuff. What are these people freaking talking about? Maybe they voted for Trump because they wanted to change from the fear Barack Obama brought on the country, the fear of losing everything in the economy, losing your health care. These people don't see what you see and they never will, yet they control the information wars. And they will again in this election if we don't do something about it. Take a look at this.
So look, it was a shock to all of us, the results of the election. It was a fair and democratic process, and we honor that. But at the same time, it showed an incredible level of division among Americans. And that's something that gives us pause. And focuses on how did we misunderstand that? This is not the first sign we've seen of this rising tide of nationalism, populism, and concern. There are drivers of globalization and immigration which have sparked movement. All politics is local, goes the old phrase. And if you're in Pennsylvania or Birmingham, you may not care that somebody in Delhi is getting a new job or that somebody in Jakarta is getting better health care. You care about what's happened to you and your family. And you're seeing this sense of stagnation, that you're not better off than your parents, and you're afraid that your kids might not be better off than you are. And what's the path forward? And the forces out there are seem well beyond you. Globalization, immigration, trade, whatever else. And you're afraid and you're trying to look for answers. And that fear, I think, not just in the United States, but around the world, is what's fueling concerns, xenophobia, hatred, and a desire for answers that may or may not be there.
Why did I play that clip? By the way, Breitbart got that exclusive. I got a hat tip them as well. Why did I play that clip? Anybody know? Did you notice yesterday, what were we harping on the show? The phrase, all politics are local, how that's frequently misconstrued. Oh, no, politics are local, meaning, you know, paving the local streets is all that matters to people. That's not what it means. Paving the local streets does matter to people. But good politicians, like these people at Google were, good politicians, meaning good people? No, not at all. I'm saying the exact opposite. They were so effective at doing what they were doing that they were able to rig an information war in 2020. These people understand all politics are local. Make international issues like a labor crisis in India personal to people here. These people were brilliant. He has a great blog, too. Google rigged the 2020 election, talking about how a senior Google engineer leaked close to 1,000 pages of documents, proved Google used censorship, blacklists, and machine learning algorithms to rig the 2020 election. What else could you possibly want? Here's Breitbart again. Remember this one? We covered this one, Joe. How corporate emails reveal Google executives' efforts to turn out Latino voters. Oh, what's wrong with that? Voters they thought would vote for Clinton. How hilarious, by the way, that this is totally backfired and Hispanic voters now seem to like Donald Trump. That's a big to you guys. You remember this one? Project Veritas? At the time, I think this was O'Keefe was still there. They exposed concerns about the Trump situation, getting Google people undercover on camera, talking about the Trump situation. What situation is that? He won an election in 2016, and I believe in 2022. What exactly is the situation? You think they're not doing this right now? Here, watch this.
Voting for the current president do not agree with our definition of fairness.
They're not objective piece. They're not an objective source of information.
But then there are teams. It's about ML fairness.
ML fairness, it seems.
Fairness, like, yeah. You know, you need to be fair.
If we also train our algorithms, like if 2016 happened again, would we have the right?
They are a highly biased political machine that is bent on never letting somebody like Donald Trump come to power again.
2020 is certainly on top of now my old organization, Trust and Safety, is top of mind. They've been working on it since 2016 to make sure we're ready for 2020.
Folks, you see their fascination with the algorithms? In other words, the behind-the-scenes mechanics that determine at Google what you can and cannot see. You put someone on a 100-page, say there's a search result, you know, Donald Trump. And on page 1,000 is the first positive story. You see how you can brainwash and manipulate people? You see how by ranking pages as, quote, trash news, when really a lot of these pages are truth-telling conservative sites, makes people, it brainwashes them into seeing an information set that's not complete. Here, listen to this. This is Susan Wojcicki, who ran YouTube. Here she is. Talking about how they would downgrade what they called trash news sites. But the problem is someone who experienced a lot of this is what they call trash news, you would call freedom-fighting conservative news outlets. Here, check this out.
News has always been important to YouTube. We also see people in locations like Syria where their traditional news organizations can't get to, and people are talking about citizen journalism coming out of Syria. So what are we doing? Basically, this sounds easy, but it's really hard to do. We're pushing down the fake news. We're demoting it. And we are increasing the authoritative news and promoting it.
Folks, who gets to determine what fake news is? The answer is a bunch of lefties at Google who are crying after the 2016 election results popped. People are policy, man. You get liberals as people, you're going to get liberal policies. Is any of this weird, odd, or strange? One last story, and I got to move on to what happened at the Supreme Court yesterday because it was an absolute abomination. I got to tell you, I'm very worried, and I'm sorry to tell you, but you should be too. Fox News, remember this from 2022? Google's Gmail censorship cost GOP candidates $2 billion since 2019, Republicans say, citing a new study. Folks, get away from Google as soon as you can. I make the case to you, in my humble opinion, they are the most dangerous company in America right now. Get away from him as soon as you can. And that newsbuster story shouldn't be a shocker for anyone. Hey, I appreciate your patience today. We have a couple spots here. It was I took off Friday for everything that happened. So I really appreciate it. Coming up next, though, stay tuned. This is super important right after this quick break here. Folks, I'm really, really, really nervous about what went down at the Supreme Court yesterday. There is a ground ball censorship case, a bunt of a censorship case. Some of the direction this place is going is not good. I'll show you what I mean coming up next. American Financing. Let me tell you about my friends at American Financing. They're a family-owned mortgage company, been around 25 years of saving homeowners just like you, an average of $854 a month by tapping into their home's equity to pay off high-interest debt. Mortgage rates are now in the fives, much lower than they've been in a long time, and it takes just 10 minutes to call their salary-based mortgage consultants to find out how much they can save you. Think about what you could do with an extra $854 a month. That's $10,000 a year. Call today. They never charge any upfront fees, and you may be able to delay two mortgage payments. American Financing. Call American Financing at 888-994-7660. That's 888-994-7660, or visit them online at AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, and MLSConsumerAccess.org. APR for rates in the five starts at 6.6% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 888-994-7600 for details about credit costs and terms. Thank you, American Financing. Also today, we have Beams, Dream Powder. We love Beam. You having a problem going to sleep or staying asleep? You know sleep's important to me. I told you 1,000 times I had a big problem with sleep. I love Beam's Dream Powder. It works for me. It has revolutionized my nighttime routine. It can do the same for you. It's been a game changer for me, Beam's Dream Powder. And today, my listeners get a special discount on Beam's Dream Powder. It's their science-backed hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Better sleep has never tasted better. I got the cinnamon cocoa right here. Pack it in my desk just in case. Other sleep aids cause that next day grogginess. Dream contains a powerful all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, wake up refreshed. Just mix Beam Dream in a hot water or milk and enjoy before bedtime. You want to try it? Beam's best-selling dream powder. Get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino for up to 40% off. We appreciate it. Folks, you can expect massive censorship coming. This show is really important. And, you know, I can tell today by the audience in the beginning, I get it. Fair enough. This topic probably doesn't blow a lot of people's minds away. As a guy who's involved in the tech space, I'm almost insisting on you that it should. We will never have a democracy going forward if Biden and his team win the next election and get their claws into controlling artificial intelligence and how the internet presents information to you in a quantum computing AI era, nothing will be the same. Your kids will be brainwashed overnight. There is nothing they will see online that will not go through an unbelievably smart AI filter controlled by maniac leftist lunatics. It'll never be the same. We cannot have the government involved here. And the Supreme Court case going on, the Missouri case at the Supreme Court about government censorship, where the government was pushing Facebook to censor COVID information and other outlets, it did not go well yesterday. I always told you I would tell you the truth. If yesterday was some success, I would have been like, folks, we're on the way. It was a disaster. The case did not go well, which is stunning because it's a ground ball. This guy, Rob, whatever his name is, Flaherty from the White House, was basically implicitly threatening Facebook if they didn't censor information. You're probably sitting there like, shit, man, don't we have a First Amendment? How we're losing this case, I don't know. Again, nobody's voted. We're far from it yet, but it did not go well. Of course, you can always rely on Sam Alito and Clarence Thomas. They pretty much do the right thing every single time. Alito was just flabbergasted yesterday. I want to play this short clip. He asked a simple question here. If it's okay for the government to partner up with social media companies to ban ideas they don't like, could the government do the same thing with the newspaper? Well, the answer is most certainly no. So what the hell's the freaking difference here? It's a great question. Check this out.
Exchanged between the White House and other federal officials and Facebook in particular, but also some of the other platforms. And I see that the White House and federal officials are repeatedly saying that Facebook and the federal government should be partners. We're on the same team. Officials are demanding answers. I want an answer. I want it right away. When they're unhappy, they curse them out. There are regular meetings. There is constant pestering of Facebook and some of the other platforms, and they want to have regular meetings, and they suggest, why don't you, they suggest rules that should be applied, and why don't you tell us everything that you're going to do so we can help you and we can look it over. And I thought, wow, I cannot imagine federal officials taking that approach to the print media, our representatives over there.
Folks, why is any of this difficult for the left to comprehend? The answer is it's not. This is what they want. They have been deathly afraid of artificial intelligence and control of the internet, and I should say the loss of control of the internet for a long time. They are loving this censorship era. The way they stole 2020 was simple. People overcomplicated. We don't need these elaborate detailed tales. They did it very simply. They did it very simply. They knew they were going to have control problems with mass mail-in balloting. The New York Times wrote stories about high rejection rates for mail-in ballots. They did it anyway because they wanted the fraud. They also censored information in conjunction with social media companies about Biden, his son, the laptop, and their international influence peddling scheme. This is not complicated to understand. They're afraid they're going to lose control. But we have this thing called the First Amendment. Have they even read it? It's not hard to understand. The government is strictly prohibited from abridging free speech rights. Folks, the argument by the left gets so polluted. I'm going to show you this coming up in a second with Don Lemon and a bunch of stuff that happened with him and Elon. They play stupid all the time. The government's argument is what? You don't want the government to have a say in things? That's not the argument, dumbasses. If the government objects to say I were to say something that's obviously false on the show. I'll give you just an easy example. Analogies work, right? I have proof there's an alien invasion happening tomorrow. I don't have any. Just say I'm and there's panic breaks out. The government can't censor me or shouldn't be able to censor me. I'm allowed to say what I want as long as I'm not breaking any laws. I mean, what if I really believed it? What if I had some vision or something like that? The government can come out with its own PSA and say, hey, Dan Bongino's full of crap. Here's a picture of what we see in the Hubble telescope. There's nobody invading us or whatever. Tony, you remember when we were kids? This is your brain on drugs. If you were, they didn't say, because people were out there selling pills on the street, they didn't ban the pill industry. What they did is they said, Nancy Reagan and Reagan put out a, this is your brain on drugs with the famous egg. The government can say what it wants. As long as neither side is breaking the law, they can't censor what you say if you're not breaking any laws. Ketanji Brown Jackson, you know, who didn't even know who was a woman, what a woman was, you know, hilariously didn't understand this. Yesterday, she asked the question, the dumbest question I think I've ever heard from a Supreme Court justice. Hey, if we push forward with this, is this going to hamstring the government's efforts to like censor speech? Yeah. That's the whole idea of the First Amendment.
Yes.
Listen to this. Document. Try not to laugh. She doesn't know what a woman is, apparently. How this woman's on the Supreme Court is puzzling. Take a listen.
My biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government in significant ways in the most important time periods. I mean, what would you have the government do? I've heard you say a couple times that the government can post its own speech, but in my hypothetical, you know, kids, this is not safe, don't do it, is not going to get it done. And so I guess some might say that the government actually has a duty to take steps to protect the citizens of this country. And you seem to be suggesting that that duty cannot manifest itself in the government encouraging or even pressuring platforms to take down harmful information. So can you help me? Because I'm really worried about that.
holy shit, man. This woman's a Supreme Court justice. She's worried that the government can't pressure people to take down harmful information. What exactly is harmful information? Oh, look at that. Look at that. He was nice enough to put up on the screen. Joe, we got this thing called the First Amendment. And the last time I checked, there wasn't an amendment to it. There's no asterisk next to the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech.
Holy cow.
This is like Jesus, Supreme Court justice. What do you mean? We can't pressure people? No, you can't. The government can put a, the government has people inside the government have freedom of speech too. The government can say what it likes. Again, as long as it's not violating any laws. Folks, we are in real trouble, man. Speaking of which, I want to get back to, I got the Elon Don Lemon thing from yesterday is absolutely hilarious. And folks, it's back. It is back again. Again, they will not let it go. This is Bloodbathgate on steroids. The racist replacement theory. Folks, racist replacement theory is a freaking Democrat thing. Okay? They've said it 1,000 times. All right? They're doing it again because they can't let it go because they are obsessed with this border invasion idea because of the demographic destiny they think it confers on them. Elon posted a video on his X account that is blowing people's minds because it nails the 8 steps or so they're going to use illegal immigration to enhance their political power. How do we know that? Because they talk about it all the time. It's a Democrat thing. I dare you liberals to cover this honestly. I dare you. All right, quick break and I'll show you that. This video is, folks, save this one. Ladies and gentlemen, whether you have 3 minutes in the morning or 30 minutes, keep your face looking younger and wrinkle-free. Introducing Gen 90, the new instant wrinkle treatment from GenuCell Skincare. Gen 90 can help instantly reduce the appearance of wrinkles anywhere you use it. Around the eyes, the forehead, the crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. And it can start working in seconds. Don't worry about your skin or your confidence. Again, Gen 90 technology is luxurious, paraben-free, silky smooth, and best of all, can start working in seconds. I know, because Paula uses it. She looks amazing. I told you how old she was. You'd be shocked. There's a reason why GenuCell Skincare is 400% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. And now you can also get GenuCell XV, the collagen builder moisturizer with vitamin C and hyaluronic acid, a pure natural base for stunning results day after day. Gen 90 and XV are on sale now during GenuCell's spring sale, included in the bestseller package, along with GenuCell's under-eye bags and puffiness serum. Order right now at GenuCell.com/Dan, G-E-N-U-C-E-L, GenuCell.com/Dan, and get a free spa box with 2 luxury skincare essentials plus free shipping. GenuCell.com/Dan. Thanks, GenuCell. I appreciate it. Thank you for the flowers last week, too. Folks, our last sponsor today, I have a big announcement. You know the Jace case by Jace Medical? It's like vase with a J. Accidents happen. You're all going to get sick. And in an emergency, you're going to leave. You need life-saving antibiotics in a home, not behind some pharmacy, but you can't get a hold of them. Okay. Here's the thing. You cannot get a Jace case for kids. If you can hear my voice right now and you have a kid in your life who depends on you, I want you to get a kid's case from Jace Medical with these valuable medications. These antibiotics are going to be essential. Dr. Sean says the kid's case represents a significant leap forward in preparedness for families everywhere. By providing emergency antibiotics and essential prescription medications tailored specifically for your children. Have these handy. When an emergency happens, you need them. Jace will do the job for you. Tell me if you've experienced this. Sick kid and the pharmacy's closed. Well, what now? Well, the answer is a kid's case from Jace. Go to jacemedical.com, J-A-S-E. I get questions about this all the time. Jacemedical.com is a website. Complete the form, review the terms. Jace Medical will have a physician evaluate the request, and then you'll get your kid's case. For an added discount, use promo code Bongino. Get this stuff today. Jace Medical and its products are not intended as a substitute for professional medical treatment or advice. Consult with your healthcare provider. That's Jace Medical. Appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's back. Racist replacement theory is back. I have never seen the media try to push a narrative so hard. Folks, this is like Fetch from Mean Girls. Fetch is not going to happen. Fetch isn't going to happen. And either are you trying to pin on the Republican Party your obsession with the demographic destiny argument at the border. It is not going to happen. Dan Bongino has ruled, along with 112,000 people watching the show right now. Started a little show, but the audience picked up nice. It's not happening. Listen, Democrats, and liberal jerkwads watching the show. Liberal tools, I'm talking to you. You got to get your death threats. I'm talking to you. Liberals, tool bags. D-bags, losers, I'm talking to you. Non-losers, the great conservatives watching, you guys can actually tune out. I'd actually prefer you stay tuned. But if you'd like, it's not for you. We're not letting it go. You guys are obsessed with illegal immigration and open borders because you want to change the demographics of the country. How does Dan Bongino know that? Because you freaking talk about it all the time. And no, you will not pin it on us and call us racist dipshits because I will never let you do it. You got it? I'm never letting this go ever. Axios AM, the hysterically stupid Mike Allen. I told you, Axios, they try to pretend to be a mainstream outlet. These are straight up leftist commies over there. I only read their stuff to see how much of a lunatic this guy can be every morning. He's talking about Elon Musk's recent concerns with illegal immigration. Of course, he calls them an obsession because remember, they will always write an article to try to destroy their political opponent. Mike Allen says chief among Elon's obsessions is immigration. He's obsessed with it, folks. Does Mike Allen know Elon Musk? How does he know he's obsessed with it? This guy's probably never spent 5 minutes with Elon Musk. He has no idea. Right? He just said it. Joe, they always have to add some asshole word in there to be like, to push it up to maximum asshole. He doesn't know Elon Musk. He has no idea what Elon's obsessed with or not. He has none. All he does is read tweets. He doesn't know anything, Mike Allen. He's a douchebag. He doesn't know anything. Chief among Musk's obsessions is immigration. He has shared the conspiracy theory that Biden is intentionally importing millions of undocumented immigrants to boost Democrats' political power, as well as posts portraying immigrants as security threats.
It's a theory.
He said it right, Joe. All that's missing is like him insulting like a... And Elon's got bad breath or something like that. Like, could you throw any more stupid in there? It's a conspiracy theory that we're importing people into the country. You realize there's an app, right? Where the government will actually allow you into the country, not through a port of entry, if you just fill out the app. Dipshit Mike Allen, by any definition of the word importing, that is the definition. Here he goes. Here he goes again. Musk, who privately met with Trump in Florida early this month, was pressed on his views of the former president. And here we go, folks. And the racist, great replacement theory. I love when they talk about this thing. Like it's some like biblical level thing. The great replacement theory. It's your thing, assholes on the left. We got to do this again. Should we do the Time Magazine thing? I can't believe I got to do this.
Yeah.
At least it's not, I know, Gee's sick of the montage too. Yeah. It's in lieu of the 20-minute Democrat montage of them talking about demographic destiny and the replacement theory, Democrats, because it's their thing. I'm just going to, again, reference the Time Magazine article about how Democrats are obsessed with replacement theory so much that it's actually cliche. Time Magazine, isn't that a lefty outlet? Yes, sir. Here's the title if you care to look it up. Keep this on your phone for your dumbass liberal imbecile friends who are like, hey, that's not placement theory. Oh, you mean your theory? Our demographics destiny? Maybe not, new Pew numbers suggest. Time Magazine becomes something of a cliche in Washington for Democrat strategists to assert that demographics are destiny. What they mean is that diversifying electorates and the shrinking role of white voters will render Republicans incapable of sustaining power for much longer.
Well, now. Yeah.
You know how tired I am? I mean it, folks. I'm not, this isn't even like me being funny. You know how tired I am of doing this? You have any idea how much I hate these people in the media? I respect their right to speak out and be stupid. I do, because you control the media, you'd be abridging the First Amendment yourself, and you can't be a lover of liberty only when people say things you agree with. See, I'm not a communist. But make no mistake, this is my job. These people are lying to your face. They are actively using an open border immigration crisis to change the power dynamic of the country. They talk about it so much. Time says it's something of a cliche in Washington for Democrats. This is what drove everybody nuts. Elon posted this video. Now, I want to just preface this. It's about a minute 30, which, as Joe knows, for this show is a little long. We try to keep him around a minute, but this is worth your time. Elon posted this video on X, I think yesterday, and it went nuclear. It's a relatively quick 8-step plan the Democrats are using to enhance their voting power in demographics or destiny argument. And I'd like you liberal dumbasses who watch my show, argue with any of these 8 points. Discuss, debate any one of them with me. You won't, because you know what this video says is absolutely true. Check this out.
Democrat open borders plan to entrench single party rule, explained in under 2 minutes. 1. Flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world. Enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states so far. 2. Prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen, with free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones, ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them. 3. Keep them in the country at all costs, even when they commit violent crime like murder and rape. Attack the language used to describe the criminals, as opposed to the criminals themselves. Slander critics as racist. 4. Ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets. Codify permanent status and ensure non-cooperation with ICE. 5. Count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives. As of now, that would equal 13 extra congressional districts, a tremendous amount of electoral power. 6. Wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots, no signature verification, and no proof of citizenship requirements, making it nearly impossible to prove voter fraud. 7. Lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges, enshrining generational fealty to the Democrat Party. 8. Win elections. 9. Entrenched single-party rule has been achieved. Best part? Your tax dollars are paying for it.
Now, Elon had shared that. That was from Western Lensman. Argue with it. Argue with it. Anyone? Look in the chat. Anyone have an argument with any of that? Well, what's wrong in there? Are the Democrats fighting against us only counting citizens in the census? Yes, they are. That's accurate. Are people flying in by land, sea, and air who are in the country legally? Yes, that's accurate. Is that leading to a massive population surge of illegals that are counted in the census that would, if counted in the census, alter congressional districts? Yes, that's accurate. Are we giving away lavish benefits that even some American citizens don't have access to some of these illegals in the country? Yes, that's accurate too. What part is bullshit? And the answer is none of it. You understand why Mike Allen, this zero loser at Axios, has to attack Elon personally and pretend to be a journalist? Because what Elon said and posted is true. Folks, I've got a lot of experience with Democrats, sadly, tragically, having worked in the Obama White House. I say sadly because although I was proud to do my duty and my job, the people who worked in that White House were horrible human beings. These people hate your guts. Everything is being done on purpose. None of this is an accident. Elon did a public service too, interviewing Don Lemon, who has always been one of the dumbest guys in media. And I want to say, by the way, with Don Lemon, you know, Don Lemon's got a show out there. Listen, man, I'm all about free speech. Throw your show on X, throw your show on YouTube, throw it on Rumble. I don't care. I'm an equity holder. Matter of fact, we love free speech. Bring it over. Nobody cares. But, you know, I like it because I like to argue with Don Lemon's stupid ideas. But Don is not a really bright guy. Don is really dumb. And this is what bothers me about the left. I've debated them often, and I can't encourage you enough to take this advice and just like paint by numbers onto the front of your brain here. When you argue with Democrats, Guy, have you seen this when we were doing the Fox show together? They love to play dumb. It's infuriating because you just can't debate them because they'll say the dumbest things. This is a perfect example. I'm talking too much. Watch Elon and Don Lemon here. Elon makes a very simple point any non-imbecile could understand. that if you implement certain DEI structures that manipulate standards and standards are lower, you're going to get less talented people in the space. That's not a racist argument. I gotta do it. Here's where they, again, these people infuriate me. There is nothing different genetically in the human genome, nothing outside of skin color, between Indians, Indian Americans, Native Americans, Black, Hispanic, White. There's minuscule differences. The reason you get different educational outcomes when you break down people by race is nothing to do with race or genetics. It's a very simple thing. Liberals control inner cities where, sadly, a lot of minority youth live, and liberals destroy them. And then when they get to college, because liberals don't want you to know about the destruction of the Black and Hispanic and minority community, what do? They say, hey, we need DEI and affirmative action by lowering standards. If you lower standards, you're going to get people, regardless of race, who didn't meet the prior standard. Or why would you lower the standard? Sorry, too much today. I'm sorry. You know I just can't stand these people. Listen to Don Lemon. Pretend that he doesn't know if you lower standards, you'll get less competent people. When everybody knows, if you look at the SAT scores, that people who come from liberal areas, who are minorities, sadly, are scoring lower because liberals screwed up their lives. It's nothing to do with race. It's everything to do with liberalism. Watch this idiot. Check this out.
There are lots of mistakes in medicine. So you're saying that my doctors have bad medical care? I'm trying to understand your logic here when it comes to DEI, because there's no actual evidence of what you're saying.
No, I said, so if the standards, like let's say, I think that particular thing was referring to surgeons. Let's say a surgeon is asked to, a surgeon in training is asked to do a series of operations under the supervision of a senior surgeon, and they get a bunch of those operations wrong. If that happens, and yet they are still approved to be a surgeon, the probability that someone will die, I think, at some point is high.
Okay, I understand that, but that's a hypothetical. That doesn't mean it's happening.
I didn't say it's happening.
You didn't say it was happening.
I said it will. I said if we lower standards, people will die.
But why respond to something or put something out there that has not happened? Because I could say,
I don't want it to happen. I think we don't want to lower standards.
Hey, I got to admire Elon's patience. And as far as putting stuff out there that nobody said.
Joe, you're reading my mind. Do you see what happens when a guy with an IQ of like, I don't even know, 5,000? Talks to a guy with an IQ of like an 85. Why would you put something out there that hasn't happened? Maybe because if it does happen, people will die. Gee, I don't know. Like, so Joe, just to be clear.
Yeah.
You know, you get an intercept from the Chinese Communist Party that they're preparing for nuclear war next week, but it hasn't happened.
No.
So all of a sudden, I'm looking out my window. I'm like, Tony, it's hot in here. Can you open the? Holy shit, it's a mushroom cloud. And then Joe says to me on the show, oh, yeah, I knew about that last week. My friend who's connected to the Chinese Communist Party told me, Joe, why didn't you say anything? Well, it didn't happen yet.
No problem.
Holy shit. God, this is. You see why Elon is good? Gee, can you? You got a screenshot of look in his face at the end where Elon's like, Is this real? Can you be this stupid? We would lower standards in medical schools. Therefore, people who didn't meet the high standard and who could not meet the high standard met a lower standard. Look at why am I talking to this moron? They would be less capable than the people who met the higher standard. Why are you warning people about that? Because people who meet lower standards don't meet high standards could kill you in a surgery? That hasn't happened yet. So we should only talk about it after a couple of people have been killed?
Or put something out there that has not happened. Because I could say, you know, I don't want it to happen. I think we don't want to lower those standards.
Look at the look. The look on his face is priceless. He's like, how the is this guy real? That's what he's thinking.
You know, I don't want it to happen.
Look at his face. How is this guy real? Don Lemon. Holy shit, is this guy stupid? Folks, now you understand why woke liberals are so dumb too. Did you see this study? I know you probably heard about it yesterday on the news, but this is like, just be proud you're not Don Lemon and you don't ask dumb questions. That's what I would have fired back at with the Don. I would have been like, so Don, if you had some intel on a nuclear war that hadn't happened yet, you wouldn't share it because it hasn't happened? No, you should share it. You could prevent it. You mean just like I'm sharing now, lowering standards to get people killed? Are you this stupid? See, Don's a moron. Don's a wokester, and woke people are miserable. They hate you. They hate themselves. They hate their kids. They hate their dogs. They probably kick cats and little kitties and puppies. They hate people. And now there's actual data. Now, I know you all have seen this, correct? Chatsters, you all have seen this, right? Is there a yes or no? The liberals are always miserable. You ever have like a woke neighbor? They're always mad and complaining and whining. Maybe you had that woke guy. Like he was so mad he had to attack Rand Paul. It's like the only thing that helps me is I'm 6'1 and like 200 now. So people generally leave me alone. But wokesters are really angry. So the New York Post has this story. It's in the newsletter, Bongino.com/newsletter. I encourage you to check it out. Woke people are more likely to be unhappy, anxious, and depressed. New study suggests. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, but I know it. But Gee, come on, tell me. The truisms are hilarious. They note, in the end of their study here, they used this scale to identify wokesters like Don Lemon. They had 7 truisms of woke people. This is what woke people, but this is how they defined them. If white people have on average a higher level of income than black people, it's because of racism. Maybe it's because liberals run largely black and Hispanic cities and have destroyed any economic opportunity through de facto socialism. I'm just saying, maybe you should. But notice how everything is beyond their control. Here, university. Right. If you even do that, then they're not the victim then. This is why they're so miserable. University reading lists should include fewer white or European authors. Microaggressions should be challenged often and actively. Can you imagine microaggressions? You're sitting there, you're like walking around and you have some tea or something like that. And it's hot and you make a face and like, you making a face at me? No, the tea, coffee's hot. No, you're making a face. You're a racist. What do you mean? The tea's hot. I'm challenging microaggressions. I'd be like, shut up. What the hell are you even talking about? Trans women who compete with women in sports are not helping women's rights. These truisms, if you believe this stuff, we don't need to talk more about the color of people's skin. A white person cannot understand how a black person feels equally well as another black person. This is all crazy stuff. But here's the results of the study. This is why these people are miserable. They are constantly hallmarked by victimhood all the time. You got the other part? Well, the most concerning finding was the relationship between mental health and agreement with the scale. Researchers found a high prevalence of anxiety and depression in people who believe the statement, if white people have an average of higher income than black people, it's because of racism. They're miserable, folks. Of course they're miserable. A couple more things I want to show you. At least we have very smart people in the White House right now. You know, the real president right now. The real president is Dr. Jill Biden. And Joe, it's really good to... Jill Biden. Yeah, you didn't know she's a doctor. So Dr. Jill, is she the surgery? He was like a surgery room in the White House. He's like cutting people. Dr. Jill, yeah, she's a doctor, very talented doctor at that. Brain surgeon, I don't know what she does. So Dr. Jill was giving a speech at the White House yesterday, and she was trying to describe this disease women get called endomyelitis, kind of What the hell?
She's got
it. Joe, you transcribed this wrong on the sheet. It looks like you were trying to spell endometriosis. Joe put endomyelitis. I don't know where you got that from. Dr. Jill Clear, she's a medical professional. Here, take a look.
When it comes to Alzheimer's, Thank you.
I'm glad she cleared that up. It's a new disease, endomyeliatitis. And it's good we got a medical professional in the White House. You know, Joe Biden needs it. He needs it because he can't find his way off stage again. Did you watch this yesterday? Now, how many times? Here we go. Joe, no, not that way. Wrong way. As always, you're on the wrong side of the stage. Here, there's endomyeliatitis. No, this way. The Mille. You see the military aides right there? They're like, oh, yeah, come on, we'll go this way. Follow me, Joe. And the wife's like, no, you're supposed to go the other way. And then they're like, you're already committed to this side of the stage because you don't know where you're going. So now let's walk through this crowd we're not prepared for. There's Joe Biden. They're only given a card on where to go, as I've told you. Everyone knows, but Joe Biden, he can never get off a stage. And then finally, last story of the day, which is amazing. We got through all this stuff, which I'm pretty proud of because we never do it. What do I always tell you about Rolling Stone, ladies and gentlemen? Joe, what's the golden rule? Whatever Rolling Stone tells you, do to Dipsy, do flipperoo.
Yes, sir.
The opposite is true. So all of a sudden, we see this article pop yesterday. Rolling Stone, election deniers refusing to certify results. I'm like, really? It's crazy. Who's he talking about? The Democrats? No, of course, it's about Republicans who have legitimate questions about the election. And why do you think this story came out in Rolling Stone? It probably had a lot to do with a survey that came out a little while ago, covered by the Washington Examiner, that yes, Democrats are already openly opposing certifying a Trump reelection that just happened a couple of weeks ago. Democrats, are they election deniers? By the Democrats' own definition, I guess, yes. But of course, Rolling Stone, whatever they tell you, do the flip-a-row. Folks, thanks again for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Thanks for your patience today. Also, we've been we had a backload, a lot of stuff because of the Friday break. So I really appreciate it. Please download the Rumble app. We would really appreciate it. We made a lot of changes to it. Tune in every day for the live show, rumble.com/Bongino, rumble.com/Bongino, 11 a.m. a.m. Eastern time. And I will see you for the radio show. You can always watch it on this channel in a few minutes. And I'll be back here on the podcast at 11 a.m. tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.